AM 1220 The Word. Hi there, I'm Glenn Mertz. Welcome to Living the Word, a program where we talk to people who are living the Word. And thanks for being here on a very beautiful Wednesday morning. Coming up on today's program, we'll talk with some of the members from the band Shout It Out Loud. And then coming up at 11 o'clock, author Todd Cartmell with a complete do-it-yourself guide for becoming a great father. His newest book is called Project Dad. We'll get things started on Living the Word next on AM 1220 The Word. And I want to welcome to the studio from the band Shout It Out Loud, Larry Kane and Matt Dooley and Justin Lawther. Did I get your name right, Matt? I think I did.
It's Lowther.
Lowther. Matt and all right, very good. Sorry about that.
No worries.
I'll get it right. Well, hey, welcome guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Shout It Out Loud. Tell me a little bit about the band and how you guys got started.
Well, a couple years ago, I was looking for some fellas to play the music with, and I met Matt 2 years ago now. We got together, and we decided to start rehearsing, and it took us about 2 years to find the players. We found Justin in the spring this year. In the course of this process, we recorded the CD. We used some studio musicians, and we played the rest of the parts ourselves. And now we're rehearsing, playing, and we're ministers, really, is what we are.
Yeah. But you didn't have to go that direction. I mean, you know, our secular society says, hey, this is the way to go with music today. This is where you're going to make money. This is where you're going to be popular. You guys didn't take that route, though, right?
No, we didn't. I'll answer that first. Some time ago, I had a goal that my face would be on a postage stamp. My goal now is that Jesus would be in everyone's heart. Mm. So as things make that change, your priorities change. And you decide, well, you know, what can you do? You know, can you, what market, what place do you want to play your music? And there's plenty of people playing good, secular entertainment music. We think there needs to be more people playing God-centered music. Yeah. So that's why we're doing that.
Well, let me ask you, Matt. I mean, you came into the band, and I guess the same question. I mean, you could have done just about anything because you play a variety of instruments. I mean, why'd you go this direction?
Well, the way I look at it is more along the lines of God has given each of us a gift, and I believe that my gift is to play music. But I believe it would be a waste of that gift to play it for anything other than what the Lord would want me to do. And I believe that the Lord has called all of us to do something that exalts his name and reaches others for his cause and his will. So,
what about you, Justin? I mean, you're the drummer, and, you know, drummers, we always envision, you know, you're the guy at the backbone of the band. You know, you're doing the rhythm. And, again, you could have been in a secular band and probably done pretty well. What do you think? Why this direction?
I was pretty much born and raised in church and in this, and felt God's will for me to go and pursue this, you know?
Yeah. You know, when did you start drumming?
When I was 13.
13. What was your, I mean, did you have an idea what you wanted to do? I mean, was it, I want to be in a Christian band, or do you just think, I just want to play drums?
I just really wanted to play the drums in my church, really. I watched a friend of a family, the Mann family. They're a band out of West Virginia. One of the sons in that family was playing drums, and he actually did the Wipeout at church one night.
Is that right?
Yeah. Just showing off a little and having fun, you know. And I seen that. I was like 8 years old when that happened. And from then on, I just wanted to get up there and help people worship God in the church. And
now you haven't broken out and wipe out any time, you know, during a service or anything, have you?
No.
I'm just gonna say, you know, when the spirit moves, you might be doing wipeout. You never know.
You think you could do that at our next show?
No, that'd be a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Well, Larry, you were before this. You said you were telling me before you were doing music before you got this group together, right?
Oh yeah, I've been in a lot of bands, more than 20. And each one has had its own thing that I've enjoyed. You know, you get experience, you play certain places. I've had the good fortune of playing some really large venues. But this is who I am. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
The other music is great, but there's nothing quite like getting an idea for a song, seeing it come to fruition, recording it, but then also playing it live and getting to see people respond to it. And when they're singing the words and you can see them mouthing the words, you know they're getting the message.
Yeah.
And I think that we all want to be heard, you know. I mean, that's a human characteristic. And in some ways we suppress that, we should suppress it. In some ways it means we're connecting with people. And as musicians, as ministers, we want to connect with people. And writing this music and seeing people actually sing it back is kind of our first confirmation that we're beginning to connect with people.
Yeah. Well, they're getting the message, and that's so important today.
Yeah.
Shout It Out Loud, CD's out now?
Yeah, it was released the 22nd of July. It's available on the band website, shoutitoutloudband.com. You can buy the physical CD there. Also, you can get it on iTunes, Napster, Amazon Music, Spotify, and probably about 15 other online distributors.
What's the process of putting the songs together? I mean, you get the lyrics first? Does the music come first? Who inputs with what? I mean, how does that all work? How do you craft the songs?
I'll answer, and then maybe you answer, because, Matt, you write too. For me, often I'll get a lyric or I'll get a melody, and I'll sit down at an instrument, guitar, or keyboards, and I'll work with it, and I'll walk away from it because it doesn't work at all. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I'll wake up in the morning, and I'll have, like, the song in my head. That's probably how half the CD came together. A couple of them have very specific stories. Maybe we could touch on those later, but the process for me is usually a catch line, an emotion in a couple of words, or a passage of music, and then the orchestration comes later.
And I guess my process is mostly when I'm at work and I'm standing on the line and I am stuck there for 8 hours at a time, I will get something stuck in my head and I will sing it nonstop. Mm. And most of the time I will record it on the voice recorder on my phone and then set it down. And then the next time that I sit down to actually play music, I'll listen to it and the music will come back to me and stuff. And I usually write music first, lyrics next. But they kind of evolve separately until I put them together. I come up with an idea of maybe a story I want to tell or a message that God has given me that I want to put into lyrics. And they just I fit those to songs that I've written on the line. So
when you get in the studio and you start, you know, doing the different instruments, I would imagine it kind of evolves a little bit as you go along. And maybe, you know, Justin's like, well, maybe, you know, I want to do a little bit of this here. Or, you know, you want to do a little bit of this on keyboards or a sax solo or something like that. Is that how it all comes about?
In the group writing, I think, yeah. But I think for each of us, sometimes we'll have like a specific passage or melody or a string part or a horn hit. And it doesn't get jammed out to evolve as much as we have them in our heads. And then we bring them and say, let's try this line. And maybe someone will adjust it or say, well, let's not do it as often. But it isn't so much that we jam them out is that they're kind of almost like a composer where the parts are preconceived to some degree. So I'd say 50-50 is probably how that happens. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of music. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah.
This is from their newest CD called Shout It Out Loud. The first song we're going to hear is called Beyond Sensational. Do you want to tell me about it a little bit before we hear it?
Yeah. Sometime last year I was watching a show of TBN or something, and they were interviewing a comedian. And somebody that I wouldn't expect to see on TBN, I better not name him then. I was used to this guy being more of kind of a chorus comedian, and he did a routine about what would it be like if he introduced Jesus like he'd introduce a boxer or a dignitary. Mm. And he went through this bit about Jesus, and at the end, the power of God fell on this guy right on the video of him doing this thing, and he starts crying, and the whole crowd stands up. And when I saw that, I just jumped out of bed, ran to the studio, and Beyond Sensational, it was my act of worship based on what God did in this guy's life.
Hmm. Okay, here it is. Shout It Out Loud. This is called Beyond Sensational.
You are wonderful, so good to me. Beyond sensational, one touch and I believe. You are everything and more, who I was created for. Beyond what I can see or feel, beyond sensational, the one who I believe. While I praise you now, well, I'm sure there's more I see. You are everything and more, who I was created for. Beyond what I can see or feel, and I love you. Even more I need you, even more I love you, even more I know you, and I love you. Even more I need you, even more I love you, even more I know you. So
Jesus, help me to know you more. Jesus, help me to know you more. Jesus, help me to know you more. Jesus, help me. You are wonderful. You're so good to me. Beyond sensational. One touch and I believe. You are everything and more. Who I was created for. Beyond what I can see or feel. Beyond sensational. One touch and I believe. While I praise you now.
While I praise you now.
Well, I'm sure there's more I see. You are everything and more. Who I was created for. Beyond what I can see or feel. And I love you. Even more I need you. Even more I love you. Even more I know you. And I love you. Even more I need you. Even more I love you. Even more I know you. So, Jesus, help me to know you more. Jesus, help me to know you more. Jesus, help me to know you more. Jesus, help me to know.
AM 1220, The Word, you're listening to Living the Word, and that is music from Shouted Out Loud, and the song is called Beyond Sensational. We're talking with Larry, Matt, and Justin about their music. New CD is out, and people can get it now on the website. What is the website, by the way?
ShoutedOutLoudBand.com.
All right, easy to remember. And, you know, the other thing is, you guys perform at churches and events. How would people get in touch with you, and what would they have to do?
Easiest way is the website. There's all kinds of contact information. Again, that's ShoutedOutLoudBand.com. We're playing this Labor Day weekend, the 4th, at Columbia Park, which is at Route 82 and Columbia West River Road. That's just 252. From 3 to 5 p.m., come out and see us. We also have some other shows that you can see on the website coming up. That's the best place. We have a Facebook page, Shouted Out Loud, as well. Shouted Out Loud Band.
All right, and so if you want to book them, just get in touch with you guys, and
well,
you'll be more than happy to come out.
Yeah, there's a phone number on the website. There's several email addresses, and you know
what are the challenges right now for bands in this environment? You know, I mean, you talk about Christian music, you know, getting airplay and whatever else that you need to do. What do you see right now?
I'll answer, but I'd like you guys to have some, if we all have an opinion about this. One challenge is the band itself. Having a band is like herding cats. You know, we finally found, you know, I've got two guys sitting here that I take a bullet for. They're great guys. It's been a long time finding them. We've added a couple other guys to the band. That's one challenge, is getting people that are willing to commit to something that's not owning a corporation or... but the other challenge is the world is full of people saying, me, listen to my music. And so any place you try and place your music, there's 200, 300, 400 people trying to get that same job. It's like wanting to be a baseball pitcher in the major leagues.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants that job. So the challenge is identifying yourself as worth hearing, identifying yourself as being true to your faith and being the real deal, getting the attention of people that are numb because there's so many people that want their attention. So at that point, it becomes persistence and the favor of God.
Yeah. What about you, Justin? What are some of the challenges you see out there? And maybe specifically for you as a drummer.
Mm-hmm. Larry pretty much said it all, truthfully.
Yeah. You guys get along pretty well when you get together. I mean, because as Christians, I mean, you know, we're human too. And you might get on each other's nerves occasionally. I'm sure that never happens, though, right?
Not yet, actually. We laugh too much.
Just having a good time with each other, you know, and enjoying what we're doing. We all love it so much. And just get together, and it don't feel like work or anything like that. It's just having fun.
Mm. What about you, Matt? Is that, you know, you get into rehearsals and that, and then you probably all have a different idea how the music should go.
Yeah, the good thing about our band is that we give each and every person a little bit of creative license with their part. We have a lot of stuff on the CD that we'd like them to at least learn in the beginning, and then we give them opportunity to kind of evolve it into something that's their own. So I guess that adds to the idea that we have a unique sounding CD and everything anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, how much of the music, I mean, do you have to be careful because the music you put together, you want to praise God,
But at the same time, you draw from your own personal experience. So there's got to be either a combination there, or what happens when you're doing that whole process of writing?
Well, we, like you said, we all have our own experiences that we draw from. And the thing that we got to realize is that that's a way for us to connect to people. But it's always really easy to redirect an experience to what God has done in that experience. So I could say something in a song about a hardship that I had, mm-hmm. but we always turn the song around to explain how God helped us out of that hardship, because it's always best to redirect the focus back onto Him. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to speak about things that are not directly linked to God, mm-hmm. but it's not hard for this band to link everything to God, because we believe He's intimately involved yeah. with every aspect of our lives. So.
Yeah, because it's all about Him.
Yeah.
And it's easy, not just the band, but even us in everyday life, to realize that, you know, it's not about me. And sometimes that's tough because, you know, it is about us a lot of times.
Yeah. That's the benefit of being in a Christian band as well, is the idea that it's not about money and it's not about getting heard for our own sake, but we have the backup of the Lord who, you know, when we're singing about Him and His truth and the things that He's done for our lives, it's impossible for that not to touch other people, because they need God just as much as we do. And
what's the reaction from the audiences?
So far, very positive.
Yeah,
very positive. We really care about people connecting with God. That's, if we had to have a mission statement that was shorter than the one that we wrote out a while back, it's getting people connected to God, or helping them connect with God. Simply put, there's nothing else more essential in life. You can elaborate on that in all sorts of ways, as you know. But the biblical God, that, you know, and our Lord, that's what we really care about. And Matt talked about writing from experiences. My wife Maria says that the best way to tell a story is to tell a story you've lived. And that's pretty much in all the stuff we write about is the truth. It's stuff we've been through, or stuff we've. A couple of songs maybe were a dream or a vision, but the other ones are things that, you know, frustrations or joys that we've had, and keeping it real is, we're real people. You're a real person.
Well, yeah, people relate to that, because it's like, hey, I've gone through that too, and they know exactly what you were writing about and what you're singing about. The new CD is called Shout It Out Loud, and let's hear another song from this, and this one is called Uncommon Love. Tell me a little bit about that. Who's the writer on this one?
Well, I am. One day, the kids did not pick up their toys. And I found that singing a song with them, got to get them Legos, got to get them Legos picked up. We still went around the house singing that. And a few weeks later, I was praying for someone and was asking God to help them. And sent a Christian to talk to them, and he spoke back to me, I believe, and said, you're the only believer he knows. If you won't talk to him, who will? And I said, well, how can I do this? And he said, one Lego at a time.
Mm.
So the song came out of that.
I will tell you, though, it's easier to scatter the Legos than pick them
up. Absolutely.
Have you ever known that? And if you don't get them all in the middle of the night, you're bound to step on one. I just... Mm-hmm.
If you can't show that He loves you, then they won't know that it is true. Got to let the world know His love.
AM 1220 The Word, and that is music from Shout It Out Loud, and Larry, Matt, and Justin are here and sharing the music with us today. And the band, the name Shout It Out Loud, how did that come about?
Well, after trying about four or five different band names and realizing that no matter what you name the band, somebody on Google is already going to use it somewhere already. So I was kind of praying about it, and I felt like the idea of Shout It came into my head. And I went with Shout It Out Loud, and in that same thought process, got home and called Rick Scocco. He's one of the band guys, by the way, also Jason Kelty. Rick said, oh, that's an interesting name. Is there an acronym that goes with that? And I said, I don't know. So I started looking, and it turns out that Shout It Out Loud, S-I-O-L, is also a Gaelic word, seal, which translated means seed planter, house of seed planters, wow, or a clan. Hmm. And that sort of fits with what we're all about. So we think it's a God thing.
Well, what were the names you were thinking about? You remember those? You know what I'm saying?
You're Not Alone. For a while, we kicked around using Swim with Piranhas.
Oh, is that right?
Just silly stuff.
Yeah, you know? Well, something somebody would remember and something to kind of identify the band with.
Yeah.
What's the future look like? What's your vision?
Well, short term, beginning next month, we're going to try something that we don't know if anybody's ever done. We're going to have a monthly rehearsal that's actually going to be live podcast. And it'll be video, so people will be able to see, the guys coming in pajamas and curlers and whatever. Not really. But also, you'll be able to text in during the podcast, and we'll read your text over the rehearsal time. So we'll be interacting with people. We want to do this about once a month. Everybody tries to put their best foot forward and look really good. We think it's honest if people, you know, can be in when we're making mistakes and learning songs and... So that's short term. We have some Christmas events that we're trying to put together. It looks like we're going to be involved with Greater Cleveland Youth for Christ, putting on some events, strictly youth outreach. Mm. We'd like to play a couple of churches for Christmas. Second CD is in the works. Two songs are tracked already, and we're recording the rest of the music. And of course, we want to play out a lot.
Yeah. So I would imagine that if someone wants you for a Christmas concert or something, I know it's August, but I mean, book it now because, you know, you may not have any dates open by the time that comes. Because I know you guys work too.
Yeah.
So you guys got to fit it into your schedule too, right?
Yeah. You can go to shoutitoutloudband.com. Although I'd say our schedule is really band oriented first. Matt was talking about a Christmas clam bake. I don't know if that's going to work or not.
Well, you know, we're just, we believe that, we want to be readily available for all occasions and things like that, and not everybody wants to jam out to Uncommon Love while they're sitting around for Thanksgiving or something like that.
Yeah,
or,
that's true.
Or Christmas. But, you know, there's some good songs and the opportunity for us to really show what we can do instrumentally because all of us are utility band members. We can all play several instruments and things, and it gives us opportunity to kind of expose those other talents as opposed to just playing what people are already used to. So.
Mm. The band is called Shout It Out Loud. And again, give us the website, how people can get in touch with you. And more importantly, how can they get the CD?
ShoutItOutLoudBand.com. You can go to the website and get the CD there. You can also do a search for Larry Kane and Shout It Out Loud on iTunes, Napster, Amazon Music, Spotify, eTunes, and more.
All right. Larry, Matt, Justin, Shout It Out Loud. Let's leave everybody with Beyond Sensational. And coming up next, we'll talk with the author of the newest book called Project Dad on Living the Word on AM 1220, The Word.
You are wonderful, so good to me, beyond sensational, one touch and I believe you are ever. Wonderful, so good to me, beyond sensational,
the one touch and I believe. You are everything and more, who I was created for. Beyond what I can see or feel, beyond the sensational, the one who I believe. And while I praise you now, well, I'm sure there's more I see. You are everything and more, who I was created for. Beyond what I can see or feel. And I love you, even more I need you. Even more I love you, even more I know you. And I love you, even more I need you. Even more I love you, even more I know you. So, Jesus, help me to know you more. Jesus, help me to know you more.
WKW Cleveland, WHKZ Warren, SRN News is next on The Word, a service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Employers posted more job openings in the month of June.
The Labor Department says the number of